Track 7, more news stories. MP calls for action on mobile home sites. Families living on park home sites in Teignbridge are having to put up with atrocious services, according to one local MP. Martin Wrigley, Liberal Democrat MP for Newton Abbott, raised the issue during a Westminster debate. James Naish, the Labour MP for Rushcliffe in Northamptonshire, said around 160,000 people lived in mobile homes in England alone. The government has recently called for evidence on the 10% commission charge which is levied when a mobile home is sold. Mr. Wrigley said that people in park homes in his constituency had other issues over and above the 10% commission. He said not only do they suffer the 10% commission, poor maintenance levels and high service charges, but they also have atrocious service on the utilities that they have to buy through the park homeowner. Some years ago, one site collectively was charged £100,000 for a water leak, which was £1,000 a home. I got that refunded from South West Water. The same site recently had blocked drains over a weekend, so people could not flush their toilets, and their Calagas system was deemed unfit for use, so they had no heating. Is that an acceptable way to run a site? He said residents needed better enforcement and support, and not just from the site owner. Mr. Naish agreed and said he was concerned over the imbalance of power on park home sites, where a resident may own the home they live in, but they are not in control of the land beneath or around it. He added, when the same person or entity controls the site, the pitch, the rules, the maintenance, potentially the utilities, and the conditions under which the home is sold, it is understandable that residents feel exposed. That can and must change.
Community Arts Centre building works underway. The next phase of work to Bobby Tracy's Community Arts and Entertainment Centre has got underway. Bobby Paradiso says it's delighted to announce that Davy Construction have begun work on the latest phase of work, which includes opening up of the main entrance through the original double doors, the completion of the atrium area under the glass roof, the construction of the rear lobby giving access to the auditorium, and the laying of the concrete floor in the auditorium itself. The work, which is expected to take 12 weeks, will create much more space for events and workshops, as well as making it possible to reopen the cafe. And once completed, all that remains is for the auditorium to be fitted and kitted out, which Bobby Paradiso says it has to need to fundraise for. But with more than 500 members already invested in the vision, the workshops and events area already happening, not least Opera Paradiso on the May the 23rd. The project continues to gather momentum as it moves closer to opening its doors fully. And once it does, it can host the likes of film screenings and live comedy, theatre and music, talks, exhibition and creative workshops, food and drink and social events, and community activities and gatherings. Martin Davy of Davy Construction said, "We're very pleased to have been invited yet again to work on the Paradiso project. As a local company, we are big supporters of the project and very happy to be helping it make it happen."
Ofsted inspectors praise primary school. A primary school in Dawlish has received high praise from Ofsted inspectors. Gatehouse Primary School's inspection report particularly highlighted personal development, inclusion and well-being at the school, now under the leadership of new head of school, Jason Stevens. Mr. Stevens said, "The inspection took place at a time of significant change, both personally in stepping into the role of head of school and nationally through Ofsted's new inspection framework. That framework places greater emphasis on understanding schools in their context, and having a deep, established knowledge of Gatehouse meant we were able to present an open, honest and accurate picture of our school. it was reassuring to see inspectors take the time to recognise the strengths we've been building over time, particularly around personal development, well-being and inclusion, while also reflecting the areas we know are still developing. Inspectors said the school's attendance expectations as clear and increasingly well met with positive, respectful children. Pupils have access to an ambitious, well-sequenced curriculum across core and wider subjects. The school's outdoor play area was celebrated in the report, which highlights how well the space extends children's learning. Children are able to take part in an extensive extracurricular programme with performances, sporting festivals, residential trips and enrichment days, and are offered a sense of responsibility with various leadership roles.
Gasworks caused Dawlish traffic chaos. Drivers in Dawlish have been dealing with yet more traffic chaos while gas work is underway. Wales and West Utilities is back working along the A379 Exeter Road to replace and upgrade gas pipes. But traffic lights put in place have caused huge queues to build up across the town. Some drivers reported delays of up to half an hour due to the tailbacks. Angry County Councillor Rosie Dawson said it was not good enough and needs sorting out. She said it should not be taking 30 to 50 minutes with delays back to the country park, and this is not acceptable. This project has been months in the planning, and residents should not have to put up with this. After lodging a formal complaint with Wales and West headquarters, Councillor Dawson was told there should be on-site traffic management staff in place to tackle any build-up. Residents are furious at yet more delays. One said, if this was a one-off, then we might be a bit more lenient. But as we're now 18 months into a huge series of disruptions, it's beyond a joke. Another complained that the situation was made worse by drivers failing to comply with red lights. One bus passenger described being an hour late returning home due to the tailback. Another disgruntled motorist said, I've lost count of how many months' disruption we've had. It's costing me far more in fuel to get to Exeter on the other route for work, and with the massive increase in fuel costs, it's hitting pockets hard. Not happy. This needs to be finalised quickly. Wales and West Utilities Programme Controller Roxanne Whittaker said, we have been working in the Exeter Road area of Dawlish to upgrade the gas network. This project is vital to ensure gas continues to flow safely and reliably to homes and businesses across the area. We've worked closely with Devon County Council to plan this work and to do so safely. However, we are pleased to say that we have been able to reopen the road ahead of schedule. Due to the nature of the road and the heavy traffic presence, we have reviewed our plans to manage the flow of traffic to help minimise disruption.